shining, birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do?
This is Anne, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Medford. Sorry, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And you are listening to Anne Cave. I have a couple of PSAs for you this afternoon. Today is a lovely day outside. I know that it got cloudy, but it was a beautiful day. And today's PSA is about dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better than for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And recently we have been fundraising for the station, so if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Obviously the station is student run and we have a lot of community members that come in, and so if you like what we're doing, if you listen a lot, please do consider donating. And if you want more information, feel free to call in and I can tell you how to donate. What else do I have to talk about today? I'm not sure, but we're gonna listen to a lot of like weird music today. All good beats and good vibes for the good weather. And I guess the only other thing that I have to say is that if you're on the Tufts campus, and you are touring or something like that, say hey, to the people who are on campus all the time. It definitely feels a little bit like a zoo when people come to visit and tour, but I do love getting stopped and asked questions, and I love to help if I can. So if you see me on the street, even though you probably don't know what I look like, feel free to like ask. And everybody here is willing to help and wants to help you. And although some of us might be running to class 10 minutes late, we will always stop and chat and, you know, tell you our thoughts on Tufts. And obviously I am not the institution, and so I have my own opinions and stuff like that on things, and so if you don't want my opinion, then don't ask, but if you do, then feel free to ask. Yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. The song that I just played was Harry Styles' As It Was, a classic, a new iconic tune, and now we are going to listen to Mango Pops by El Musa. Here we go. Pops on a summer's day. Makes me feel like I'm gonna live forever. I don't want this to go away. I don't want this to change. Who you gonna ask anyway? Who you gonna ask anyway? I throw my hands up.
but your smile was a promise, I swear. Fell asleep by the phone, I missed a message or two. Deleted them cause they were into. I wrecked my house 100 times just to see you walk into a room. But there was money in your life, so babe, there's nothing else to do. Shape of your voice, I miss the nape of your neck, I miss the weight of your words, I miss the bruises they left. Started reading the tags just to look for your name, I couldn't find it, they must have made a mistake. I broke my knuckles in a fight, you were crying in the back of the room, and now the world is on fire, but babe, there's nothing.
Down.
have not been here for a couple of weeks. And so I thought that I would do a little chit-chatting. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't been in because I've just been so busy. My course load is just like insane right now. And so I've just not really had time. Something that I was talking to my friend about this morning was that I think that everybody can rock yellow. I think that there aren't a whole lot of people who try to wear yellow. And so I think that everybody can wear yellow and should wear yellow, the color. But nobody really does. And so I like to wear yellow. I have a yellow jacket that I'm wearing today. And I love it. It makes me like feel like I am, I don't even know. It just makes me feel like I'm bright and people can see me. And I'm very like, I don't know. It just makes me feel like good to wear yellow. And so I think that not a lot of people try to wear yellow, and I think that more people should try to wear yellow. And that's my take on the color yellow. I think that yellow is a great color. I think that when I was a kid, I would like trash the color because I thought that it was silly that like everybody thought that this color could be so happy. But I think that it really is true. Like for some reason, yellow just brightens up my day a lot more when I am seeing it more and stuff like that. So I think that everybody should give wearing yellow a chance. I think that yellow deserves that chance. And another thing that I was thinking about today was the fact that in college, it's not as easy and as fun as I think that we all make it out to be, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm definitely having a lot of fun in college, but I think something that's really important is maintaining our mental health and making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and our friends, and that we're not getting too down on ourselves and too negative. And I think that it's really easy to get more negative when there's not like nice weather out, or we're doing a lot of work all of the time, like homework, schoolwork, people are actually working a job. I know that I work a couple hours every week, and it's definitely one of those things that I really love. I really love my job, and so I would never want to have to drop my job. But at some point I do need to take a step back and make sure that like I'm eating breakfast and I'm getting enough sleep and I'm making sure that I'm taking care of my body, because if I'm not taking care of my body and my mind, then I can't really do anything else. And so I think it is really important to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and that we have outlets that are good for our mental health. And if that's therapy or you know, other classes that we really love or something like that, I think that's really important to just remember and keep in mind and make sure that we're not forgetting to like get enough hours of sleep or stuff like that. Just like making sure that we're getting enough sleep and that our grades are not the end all be all, I think is really, really, really important. And I think that everybody needs to take a step back sometimes and realize that. And like, I will probably only be in college one time for 4 years. I might go to grad school, but that's like a little bit of a different ballgame. And so I want to be able to enjoy it while I'm here. And I think that it's silly of me to just be working all of the time and not taking care of myself and having fun and making sure that like I'm taking care of myself and others. So that's what I wanted to say about that, because I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I don't think that we put enough like emphasis on mental health in college. And I think that it's easy to be super negative, and I think that being positive is much more difficult, but it's much nicer to be positive all of the time, or not all of the time. Like, obviously don't trick yourself, don't like invalidate your own emotions, but just remember to look at the positive side of things. This morning I was feeling a little bit down because of like a grade that I got on something, and I went to my class and I was like a little bit frustrated because I just have so much work that I need to do, and I was getting a little bit overwhelmed. And then I realized, you know, it's a beautiful day out. You know, I had some really good conversations with some friends, and I think we just decided that we need more positivity and less negativity. And although being negative is a good way to like quote unquote bond with people, That's not always the best way to bond with people, and I think that being positive is also a really good way to do that, and to make sure that we're not just only thinking about all the things that are going wrong in our lives, that we're also looking at the small little things of like the flowers are blooming and the sky is cloudy but it's warm out and I get to wear yellow today, and you know, I get to walk up and around the hills all day, and sure, that can be tiring, but it's also like a lot of fun to see everybody out and about on campus and to feel like there really is a community on campus. And so yeah, that's what I have to say about that. So I hope that everybody's having a good day and you're all feeling a little bit better, and hopefully these songs that I'm playing will also like make you feel good and happy. I don't know if all of them are like super happy. I think they all are, but I'm not sure. But this next one is called Say Something by Alexa Capelli.
Met you in the summer, innocent, busy weekends, one after another, dreaming, falling, so flirtatious, you could be fun, but I'll only chase if there's somewhere to run, braver on the phone than face to face, playing hard to get it in my thing, you're cool but I don't wanna overthink, if you wanted me, you'd say something, taking up all my energy, wishing you would make a move on me, you're cool but I don't wanna overthink, if you wanted me, you'd say something. Wanna forget it, find a better problem to solve than you saw you. Heaven sent, thinking that you're perfect, I don't blame you. So flirtatious, you lead me on, but I'll only chase if there's somewhere to run. Not the same. No, I-
you know nobody's perfect. And it's not like you don't mess up and deserve it. It's a hard lesson to learn, but boy, it's worth it. And you don't wanna cry, but you do. You can choose to be upset or just get over it. It's up to you. What you wanna do? Oh. It's not worth it anymore. I feel insane, and I'm not sure why things change. What's worth it anymore? Am I not the same? No, I'm not sure if I'm to blame. Yeah.
Okay, this next one is a throwback, and it's like one of my favorite songs ever, so you'll probably know it. Here we go.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
else that I wanted to talk about was that I got my wilderness first aid training last weekend. So wilderness first aid is unlike front country first aid in a lot of ways. So like front country is like cities, even in suburbs or on farms, you have more access to like roads and ambulances and stuff like that. And even if it takes an hour maybe to get an ambulance out to you in the country, it takes way longer to get there in the backcountry, because the backcountry is woods and mountains and stuff like that, and so it takes a lot longer to hike people out to get injured people out of the woods. And so it was a lot of learning about what to do in situations where you only have what's on your back or in a backpack, and how can you use those things to basically save yourself and others. And not only that, but it was like, what would you do if you had to hike in to get somebody out? Sort of like a front country first responders sort of situations, which I'm not going to be doing, but I am going to be backpacking over the summer and before the next school year starts. And so I thought that it was really interesting. It was very helpful. I got it because I am volunteering to help with a backpacking program for first years, where they go on a backpacking trip the week before orientation week at Tufts. And I did it. I had a blast. I had a lot of fun. I made some great friends. And so yeah, I think that it's all been really interesting to learn about. I did it last weekend. I got my certification. I'm also certified in CPR. And so I thought that it was really interesting to learn about like what to do in certain situations, especially like the most emergency ones. And there are a lot of emergencies that I didn't think were emergencies, or as much of life-threatening emergencies as they are. And so that was really like eye-opening and very interesting to learn. And so if you or somebody that you know is going to be backpacking or hiking or anything like that, my main tips are never hike alone. Always go with somebody and always tell somebody where you're going. And also to make sure that you have enough water and food for at least an extra night that you are going to be hiking. And that's not even to scare you, that's just to like be prepared in case anything were to happen, that way that you have what you need in order to survive. And we heard a lot about stories of people who got into like nasty situations and were able to save themselves because they had enough food and water to ration to live uncomfortably for an extra couple of days. And so it's really important when you're skiing, snowboarding, or anything like that to be safe and to make sure that you and other people around you are being safe and taking precautions to prevent injury. And also then if somebody is injured, move quickly and figure out how to do it right the first time. And a lot of the backcountry first aid is more about doing it right, so that, and like taking your time, because hiking somebody out might take hours, it might even take days. And so you really want to make sure that you're making the like patient comfortable and stuff like that, and making sure that they're not freaking out about whatever injury they have. And so, I don't know, it was very interesting. I don't think that I'm ever going to be like an emergency medical person. I don't even want to be a doctor, but I think that it is all very interesting to learn, and it's good skills to know how to do and to have, and good knowledge to have, especially as someone who loves being in the outdoors and who loves to be outside and doing things outside. And yeah, protect yourself from sunburns and heat stroke. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water and staying hydrated. And yeah, be safe. That's all I have to say. This next song, okay, I played a couple songs before. I played Hey Ya by Outkast, Looking Out for You by Joy Again, and Love and War in Your 20s by Jordan Searcy. The next song that I will be playing is called Crazy Baby by The Driver Era. Enjoy!
Hey, it's me. Just wondering if you're around tonight. Let me know. Maybe I can come over.
Or should I come up the stairs? Let down your hair. Tell me what you wanna hear. Tell me how you really feel. You come from, I'll go crazy, baby, without your love, yeah,
because I've done this before. She won't call you back, and me not knowing where you are is a heart attack. Yeah, baby, baby, I want you to fall into my arms. Yeah, into my arms. If I were a phantom, I'd rock with you. But I couldn't stand it. If I can't touch it, invisible too. Or should I come up the stairs and let down your hair? Tell me what you wanna hear. Tell me how you really feel. Where did you come from? I'll go crazy, baby, without your love. Yeah, because I've done this before. She won't call you back, and me not knowing where you are is a heart attack. Yeah, baby, baby, I want you to fall into my arms.
right, this is the last one I got for you today. You're listening to Anne on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy your week.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very...
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do
Hi. This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
It wasn't the blues or a blown fuse, nor the needle in the red. 'Twas the silent sound of madness. Even the radio went dead, and the newspaper sighed. There'd be no encore, the concert promoter said. Through blown out speakers, the rest in pieces, the amp has lost its head.